share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Johor Bahru High Court yesterday, the 13th of April, sentenced a 27-year-old Sim K. Ting to a jail time of 6 years and a fine of ₱6,000 for the offense of reckless driving that led to the death of 8 teenagers on bicycle Lajik. The verdict has since outraged most Malaysians, who find the punishment unfair, and many hope K. Ting will file an appeal. On the same day, DAP revealed via a Facebook post that its legal bureau is willing to provide legal assistance for K. Ting by working with her current lawyers. K. Ting was found innocent twice on 2019 and 2021. For that, we believe that this case should be filed for an appeal. Kulai MP Teo Ni Ching said that they have already contacted K. Ting's lawyers via WhatsApp and told them that they're ready to provide legal assistance anytime. This is a case of public interest, and the judgment of this case will have a profound impact on the rights and interests of road users in the future, Zhang added. In the meantime, Bandar Kuching MP Dr. Kelvin Yi revealed via his Facebook post that Democratic Action Party Socialist Youth, DAPSY, will be contacting K. Ting's family members and offer to pay the ₱6,000 fine. Additionally, they will also be offering their DAPSY Legal Bureau assistance to the family for further legal proceedings. DAP National Legal Bureau Director and Bukit Gelugur MP Ramkirpal Singh pointed out that he had studied the reasons behind the verdict of this case. He believes that K. Ting should immediately apply to the Court of Appeal, especially since she was pronounced innocent twice. Sim K. Ting was charged with reckless driving, which caused the death of 8 teenage cyclists at the Middle Ring Road in Johor Bahru at 3:20 a.m. in 2017. Also read, Malaysians are outraged that bicycle Lajik clerk got 6 years of jail time and ₱6,000 fine for death of 8 teens. Source: Facebook. The Rocket Source. Dayak Daily Source. The Borneo Post. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.